Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Brian Babylon has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Tom Beaudet has 3. Amy Dickinson, 2.
All right, Amy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. In the wake of his controversial comments about a Georgetown law student, over 50 companies have now pulled their ads from Blank's radio show.
Rush Limbaugh.
Right. Thousands of people in Britain showed up to see the Blank kick off the first day of her Diamond Jubilee.
The Queen.
Yes. The Florida Senate this week passed an amendment finally allowing residents to dye their Blanks pretty colors.
Pools?
Pets. Robert Sherman, best known for co-writing songs like It's a Small World and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, died Monday at age 86.
Docious.
Yes, because of rust problems that could cause crashes, Chrysler recalled over 200,000 Blanks.
Chrysler K cars.
No, Jeeps. A member of Egypt's parliament was forced to resign after telling his colleagues that the bandages on his face came from a mugging when they really came from Blank.
Plastic surgery.
Yes, a nose job. The Egyptian parliamentarian didn't want anyone to know he'd gotten some work done on his own little pyramid. So he told everybody that a gang of masked gunmen had beaten him up. And hey, what do you know? Those bastards had straightened out my bridge and given me a little button nose. When the truth was revealed, he, in the true spirit of a new democracy, lied to his constituents some more until he was forced to resign. He's recently been seen nicely filling out a bikini, but insists he's just a late bloomer. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points and the lead.
Yes.
Well,
there you go.
It.
That's exciting. Enjoy it for a second. Tom, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in the U.S. to meet with blank.
Barack Obama.
Right. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn officially endorsed blank this week.
Mitt Romney.
Right. After one of their own became an informant for the FBI, 5 blanks associated with the group Anonymous were arrested.
Hackers.
Yes. At an emotional press conference this week, quarterback blank and the Indianapolis Colts announced they were parting ways.
Peyton Manning.
Yes. A Boulder man tried to avoid paying his bar tab by blanking.
By pretending to pass out.
No, by cutting through a wall and escaping. Although it grossed over $70 million in its opening weekend, the movie Blank was criticized for having almost 70 merchandising tie-ins.
Oh, the Lorax.
Yes,
thing.
I am the Lorax. I speak for a fee. Saying it's like alcohol, televangelist Pat Robertson surprised many by saying Blank should be legal.
Oh, Pat Robertson. Pot, yes.
After 9 years on the air, the UK Advertising Standards Authority finally got the joke in Sofa King's advertising slogan that their prices are blank.
I have no idea.
The slogan for the Sofa King company was, "Our prices are Sofa King low." That's what it says. 3 perfectly innocent words. It took 9 years for the UK Advertising Standards Authority to read that aloud. They've demanded that Sofa King stop using that slogan immediately. But Sofa King spokespeople Mike Roch and Hugh Jass say the problem is all in their mind. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Tom has the lead.
All right, so how many then does Brian need to win?
6 correct answers.
All right, Brian, here we go. This is for the game, fill in the blank. On Thursday, 6 world powers called on blank to allow inspectors to visit its nuclear facilities.
Iran.
Right. Scientists warned that GPS on electronic devices could be disrupted by radiation from blanks that began hitting the Earth's atmosphere Thursday.
Solar flares.
Yes, the White House announced this week that it was moving the blank from Chicago to Camp David.
G8.
Right. Mexican telecommunications tycoon Carlos Slim beat out Bill Gates and Warren Buffett to top this year's list of the world's blankest people.
Richest man of the world.
Yes. Newly crowned Miss Seattle is catching flack for tweeting how much she hated blank.
Cupcakes?
No, Seattle. In December, she tweeted, "Ew, I am seriously am hating Seattle right now, and can't stand cold, rainy Seattle and the annoying people." Lindsay Lohan's appearance on blank last weekend earned the show the 2nd highest ratings of the season.
SNL.
Yes, Saturday Night Live this week. Taco Bell unveiled their new type of taco, which has a shell made out of blank.
Doritos.
Yes, on... A Pennsylvania man pulled over for driving without his lights on was given a DUI after he tried to blank the policeman.
Kiss.
High five.
Hey!
Gerald Decker could have just walked away with a warning about driving without lights, but when the officer flagged him down and told him, Decker said, thanks, buddy, and attempted unsuccessfully to high-five the officer.
A drunk high-five is hilarious.
No, and that's when the officer decided a pop sobriety test was in order, which Decker also attempted unsuccessfully. Carl, did Brian do well enough to win?
He needed six correct answers, and Brian had six correct answers. So with 16 points, Brian Babylon is this week's champion.
Very well done, Brian. How to do it. Walked away with it.
I know. Thank you.